This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. This afternoon, a judge denied a request from Denver Public Schools to prevent U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement from working in or near educational campuses and bus stops. DPS had cited the detention of a parent near a school in Chicago as part of its rationale for seeking an injunction against ICE. The judge said the district failed to establish that ICE agents were a direct threat to students. Attendance in the district was down 3% in February relative to last year, and even lower in schools with a large number of migrant students. Colorado Republican Jeff Crank has introduced a bill to stop federal transportation dollars from going to so-called sanctuary cities like Denver. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Crank's Block Act would bar funding for infrastructure projects in cities and counties that don't give ICE a 48-hour warning ahead of the release of an undocumented individual. Crank said cities and counties that don't support federal law enforcement should not have their coffers filled with federal dollars. Colorado cities and counties do cooperate with federal law enforcement, but some limit cooperation with immigration officers on non-criminal matters. During a teletown hall, Crank went a step further, saying he'd support stopping all federal funds going to localities that don't cooperate on immigration. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Snow is falling west and south of Denver, and that's making the commute between Denver and Colorado Springs a huge mess. CDOT cameras show very slow traffic on I-25 around Castle Pines with wet and slick conditions, and the three lanes of southbound I-25 remain closed at County Line Road as stalled trucks are cleared out of the highway. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.